You have tuned in to the Timely Beaver. Do not attempt to change the channel, the pond water you are swimming in, for you are tuning in to episode 34.
Welcome to another edition of the Timely Beaver, coming to you today from Beaverton, Oregon, in the lovely Pacific Northwest. That's right, the forgotten corner of America. And today with us on the show, we have...
We have Dave from California.
Yes, Dave comes to us again from mighty sunny California.
I just wanted to know how you're doing tonight, buddy.
I'm doing good.
It's been a good day, huh?
It's been an awesome day.
I think we're going to have to touch on this right off the bat. Both Ted and I are stoked about the new release from Apple, the video iPod. For anyone who is an avid Apple fan that either has an iBook or everyone has an iPod, but they're pretty stoked about this new gizmo they've got. So, Ted, you go ahead and talk about it, buddy.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty neat. I know it's cheaper than the alternative, which was for a while. People had iPods like the 20, 30, 40, and 60 gig ones, whatever generation, but there was a device you could buy for $200. You could slide it into, and it would plug into the dock port, and you could watch DVDs. It had a flip-up screen, so you kind of slip your iPod in underneath it, which acts as the controller for it, and then you lift up on top of the screen. You could watch your DVDs that way or whatever, but now you got the video iPod for all your pod needs. So anyways, I think it's pretty sweet.
All your video needs, too.
I think it's pretty sweet. And the other thing, seeing the new iMac G5s and the front row feature that they now have with the remote control, so it acts like an iPod. I mean, you got the iMac. The G5 iMac looks like an iPod. And now you got this control face that acts just like an iPod for all your media needs. It's bringing the iPod into your home entertainment center. You know, your media outlet. Yeah. It's pretty damn cool.
It's really cool. Ted just showed me a preview. He pointed me to the link, and it's amazing what remote control can do. And just like it, just the new interactive features iMac. And it really is it's so interactive, and like the quality of videos and like what you can do with the photo section.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
It's truly remarkable.
And so, I mean, it's nothing new. It's just a nice little new program that they just dropped onto the operating system, or program that they dropped on there. I'm sure someday it'll be available for all Macs. They're just going to probably make it exclusive for a short time. And then it'll probably be on Panther or something for everyone else. Or
maybe.
Not Panther, Jaguar, whatever they're coming out.
Tiger.
Well, it's Tiger and then the Leopard. I'm sorry, that's a Leopard.
Ooh. Is Leopard the next? Boy, they really love the cat theme.
Well, I think they're going to run it all throughout OS X. And then when I think they go to 11, they'll probably change the theme.
Yeah.
Next time it'll be Grizzlies from Colorado.
Yeah. You get the new version of Polar Bear yet, Ted?
What's that?
No, I'm just saying. You know, that's going to be the next, instead of Jaguar and Tiger.
Polar Bear.
Panther.
You're going to have Polar Bear, Grizzly Bear, California Black Bear.
Yep, Kodiak Bear.
Kodiak. The Kodiak Copenhagen dip bottle mascot. That would be hilarious.
Pooh Bear.
Pooh Bear. What is that? Yep. Boo Boo Bear. Hey Boo Boo.
Yogi. Hey, did you get the new version of Yogi, Ted?
Oh, I got the new version of Yogi, Dave. It's kick ass. Did you check out all the cool new features?
Do you like Yogi? Very cool.
So, anyway.
Thought that was pretty neat, Ted.
Yeah, pretty spiffy stuff. Yeah, but not enough. Yep. Not enough of a change to make me want to upgrade. Anything.
Yeah, not yet, huh?
Well, it's nice.
But like speaking as a person who is obviously a former PC user, and excuse me, pretty much every one out there was at least one at one point
you
a
had
PC
to,
user.
Ben.
I will go back only under coercion, you know, like I would.
Dave, I think you have officially joined the cult to the Mac.
So.
Now for all you non-Mac users, we will hold off on this topic. It was just cool to see the new iPod. I was wondering what he was going to announce, and it was just nice that Steve Jobs announced, you know, the video, what everyone was hoping for. And amazingly enough, they didn't really change the design too much. They just made it just a hair bigger. I think probably
yep.
A quarter inch all around bigger.
That's correct.
It'll probably get smaller. They'll have this soon.
The Video Nano.
Video Nano. I call it a Vano. Vano White.
Ted, do you have the new Vano yet?
Speaking of Vano, Dave, I got Borax Butt Cream on my list of things to do today. Borax Butt Cream. I can't get enough.
What do you buy?
Borax Butt Cream. Oh, man. So
you just can't get enough of that cream.
So, yeah, I had a lot of fun playing with the new iTunes 6.0, downloading a few video podcasts just to check out all the fun little video features, which were in before. And iTunes used to let you watch videos for free, but now I guess you can purchase them for $2. But there's enough
yep.
free places to find them on the internet, you know, that you can watch them. I don't know why you'd want to watch it more than once. Videos aren't that entertaining, but it's like MTV on the go. Yo, hey.
But then again, MTV has gone the way of reality TV shows, though. It's, you know, the scarcity in MTV these days is music videos. So
true. Yeah.
But
anyways, let's...
Speaking of music,
yeah.
I think we have her...
Speaking of which, we have the Evil Queens tonight. And, yeah, they're out of Columbus, Ohio. You can check them out at theevilqueens.com from their album First Ship Boils. And then it's Bill.
We'll be right back.
First it boils, then it spills.
Yes, that was the name of the album. And the Evil Queens, I definitely, a little bit rawer, you know? I dig it.
Yep.
I dig it. Last weekend, Dave, I believe it was a Sunday, I went down to Corvallis to take the bus down there. The magical bus, if you remember.
Yeah, I remember that.
The bus stories on the original Time of Beaver. We had the bus updates and the mural was being painted on the inside. Well, the other day, it got towed.
The
magical bus got towed. And what happened was...
What happened, Ted?
It was parked at the school in East Portland. And the school had written notes all the time saying, you know, please don't park here. And, you know, he'd drive it away for a little while, bring it back, and there'd be another note a week later. Please don't park here. And this went on for a while.
Yeah.
And it just kind of became then, what's the use in writing and putting the notes on? So he just left it there full time.
Yeah.
And then he didn't check on it, but they put notes on his car saying, can you please move this? We're having pavement work done. So he doesn't find out about it for a while. He goes, and there's a fence now all around his bus. And it's caging off majority of the parking lot. And there's all these tractors and pavement flatteners and all this stuff there. And the bus is inside this caged fence area, just sitting there around all this heavy asphalting equipment.
No way.
So he ends up, you know, hopping over the fence, unlocking the fence, opening it up, driving his bus out, parks it around the corner somewhere down in front of somebody's house. Well, that person that he parked it in front of didn't really care that his bus was parked there. So they called a tow truck company and ended up having his bus towed. So then he had to find out where the bus was, and it was all the way in northeast or northwest Portland. And it was not a pretty story, so we thought we had to find a better place to keep it for the time being, so it moved down to Corvallis.
Okay. Well, that, you know what? What song immediately came to my mind when you said that was The Magical Mystery Tour by the
Beatles. No, no!
Sticking his butt, you know?
A magical mystery tour.
It's going to take you away. You know, that was the first thing that came to my mind, you know, just such a good song. But,
oh, man. That's a great. You know, magical, spiritual, ghosts in nature. I believe today we have Dave bringing us, for all you folks out there. Dave, I think, is going to be reading the ghost story today in the honor of Halloween. Dave is going to read us a special, spectacular ghost story.
Thank you, Ted. This is called The Late Night Ride. Jerry was driving home late one night when he saw a young lady waiting by a bus stop. He stopped his car and told her that he didn't think the bus was running so late at night, and offered her a ride. The fall night air was getting chilly, so he took off his jacket and gave it to her. Jerry found out that the girl's name was Mary, and she was on her way home. After an hour's drive, they arrived at her home, and he dropped her off at the front door. Jerry said goodnight and went home himself. The next day, he remembered that Mary still had his jacket. He drove to her house, knocked on the door, and an old woman entered. John told her about the ride he'd given her daughter Mary. Not that kind of ride, you sick folks. And had come back.
Oh, but Dave, don't get on that Mary and ride it. Get on the Mary and ride it.
All right. Oh, gosh. So, and he had come back to get the jacket he had lent her. The old woman looked very confused. John noticed a picture of Mary on the fireplace mantle. He pointed to it and told the old woman that that was the girl he'd given a ride to. With her voice shaking, the old woman told Jerry that her daughter had been dead for many years and was buried in a cemetery about an hour's drive away from there. sure, ran to his car, drove to him. He found his jacket neatly folded on top of a grave. The name on the gravestone was Eric.
Creepy, bone-chilling, yet I'm perturbed that I didn't screw... Why didn't I sleep around with Mary? And why didn't this James Jerry sleep around with Mary either?
But you know what? If I were that woman, I would have hit that dude. You know, if he said he had gone out with his third dead daughter,
he banged her daughter. I banged a
he
ghost.
Drove her all over.
That's why I had all that weird goo on me, and it wasn't me.
Yeah, exactly. The ecto goo, the ecto ooze.
Ecto ooze. Oh yeah. Man.
So,
oh man.
But yeah, he drove her all over the place, including the Northwest. But speaking of the Northwest, Ted.
Oh, what about the Northwest, Dave? What you got? What you got gonna give me?
We got a, the next thing is an original segment. Original Timely Beaver segment. Lewis and Clark discover Northwest.
Well, Lewis, I believe we made it to the west side of the Rocky Mountains.
Yes, Clark, I do believe we have. We must thank our guide, Sacagawea, for guiding us along this journey.
Stupid white men. Would have died if I weren't for me. Plus, neither of you were good in the sack.
Thank you, Sacagawea.
Here is some food for your journey home.
What is this crap? Ark! I'm out of here, you deadbeat East Coasters.
What the... Women. But she was mighty fine in the sack, hey, Clark?
Oh, yeah.
Look at this pristine river. I'll name it the Columbia River. Should we take a canoe down it and see if it leads us to the other side of this continent?
Let's do it, bro.
Hop in, Clark, and away we go down the Columbia River.
Oh, yeah.
What's that sound?
I hear it too, Lewis. It's some kind of noise coming from the Northwest.
Shh. Let's listen.
That's interesting. That song sounds familiar. Let's reference our Declaration of Music Independence. It reads, "When in the course of musical events there comes a time when the injustices of the populace has continued to the point of breaking, then action must be taken to correct the injustice. We must declare our musical independence. The record companies have extended the musicians no mercy under the realms of business, where the profit of labels comes before the needs of the artists. The corporate promotion of musically untalented people, who may be pleasing to the eye, but cannot sing, play, or write. The populace has exceeded their authority in their use of our music for the benefit of themselves and others. With these three faults of the music industry, we will now break away from the industry to form our own, where the transmitters serve no purpose, and righteous individuals rise up above their supplied needs to form their own medium. In doing so, serving the purpose of musicians, creative artists, and listeners from around the globe."
You're right, Lewis. We need to get behind the people in our communities through our individual actions and opinions as described in the Declaration of Musical Independence.
Northwest Noise promotes their local musician and talent, which serves their community. Unlike those no-talent onions, which nobody likes, who play popular bands without permission and not supporting their local, struggling musicians.
Let's give it out and do this right, Lewis.
You know, let's play our songs.
And let's fucking get dirty, people.
Yes, Lewis and Clark, you may remember those. We're actually coming up here very soon on the 200th anniversary of Lewis and Clark expedition. Or no, maybe it's 250th anniversary. Anyways.
And who was their guide, Ted?
Sacagawea.
Very good.
And, yeah, it was, yeah, so, anyways, back to the story at hand that I'm losing my train of thought on. The house that they set up as a settlement at the end of the Columbia River Gorge, somewhere here, caught fire the other day, and they were going to hold the celebration November, I believe, or maybe it's at the end of October here, but sometime in the next month. And they were going to hold the reception of this journey that I think they were making the journey all over again by wagon or something, and they were going to end here. And this place caught on fire, and they believe it was arson.
And,
oh, that's terrible.
And this is like an actual historic site that's like hundreds of years old, and we're losing
quite,
and they burnt it down, or they burnt down half of it, and so now they're debating if they can actually get it built in time for the celebration to still be held there.
That's too bad.
Yeah. So the mystery goes on.
Yes.
That could be a pet peeve. What do you think, Dave?
I think so too, Ted.
People who burn down
amazing.
National monuments, and we're not talking about Bart Simpson and the town fan.
Yeah, when he cut off the head of Jebediah Springfield, that was bad, but he put it back on.
With a little homemade super glue, if you know what I mean.
That's right.
Courtesy of Homer. I don't know.
yeah, but, you know, that's one thing, like what he did with that, you know, he put it back on, and again, that was just a statue that was recently carved, that was recently created. But I mean, to actually burn down a national monument like that, which I mean, had huge implications for, you know, this country, I think that's really tasteless. So,
well, we'll
that's
see.
A pet peeve, Ted.
That is a pet peeve. But any things that please today, Dave, or in the last couple days?
Well, major thing that pleases today, Ted, is the new iPod.
Yes. I'm down with the Front Row, the new app for the IMAX. I really think that's a kick-ass.
That's the thing that pleases, too.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's see, another thing that pleases. Who is it?
Jenny McCarthy posing in Playboy.
I was... Oh, man.
That's one thing that majorly
that's
pleases.
That's definitely thing. You know who else is really hot? Is that girl that was on that... I think it was called... some like dance show, I guess, but her name's Kelly Monaco, and she posed in Playboy years ago, and now the photos of her resurfacing, and they're gonna rerun that issue. But man, she's hot, so that's a thing that pleases.
Another thing that pleases that Tyra Banks has natural big boobies.
Yes, major thing that pleases.
And I knew all along that those were real. I mean, you could see when she strutted, they jiggled like natural.
Oh, yeah, there was major, like, you know, that just looked like, she looks like oh natural girl. But another thing, you know what, Ted, even just to simplify that, thing that pleases, natural thingies.
Natural boobies, natural titties,
yes,
natural mounds, natural melons, natural grease monkeys,
such
dial knobs.
Yeah, such a thing that pleases.
Torpedoes.
Yeah.
Some
sweater puppies.
Tatas,
num-nums, you know,
jub-jubs,
jugs,
the Miller twins,
yeah, that. And those twins,
and twins.
No, that's a major thing that pleases. Yeah, man, that's the thing that will always please, you know.
Oh, hell
so.
Yeah. Well, but, let's please ourselves with another song by the Evil Queens. Does that sound all right to you, Dave?
Yeah, let's do it.
Alright, well, here they are again, the Evil Queens, brought to us by the PodSafe Music Network at music.podshow.com. Here they are with their awesome song, American Kings.
Out of my way.
Dave, I think we're at the end of another show.
I think we are, Ted.
That is so sad.
It's, 34 down.
34 down. So, everyone.
The end.
The end is coming near. So remember tonight, as you're laying down to sleep, to contact the Timely Beaver. It'll only take you a second. It's better to do it now than next week. So contact us at 206-222-2328. That's 206-222-BEAV, as in beaver. And other things that rhyme with beaver is timelybeaver.com, timelybeaver@gmail.com, and theevilqueens.com.
And they can also be found at www.edisonrecords.com/evil_queens.html.
So there you have it. And I saw somebody voted for us at Podcast Alley. Thank you, whoever you were.
Thank you, whoever you are. Please call in.
Yes, I can't vote for myself because that's just shameless.
That was bad.
Oh, that so anyways, bad. Have a good weekend, everyone, and we will talk to you next week.
Good night, everyone. Take care.
Welcome to the Timely Beaver.